This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the SBI method to call out toxic behavior objectively. A clear, structured method for confronting toxic traits without losing your footing. In short, this article covers one core method, the SBI method, and four supporting frameworks that give you structured, objective way to call out toxic behavior without accusation or guesswork. SBI method. Name the situation, behavior, and impact without personal attack. The timing rule. When to speak and when to wait before using any framework. The documentation habit. How to build an evidence base before the conversation. Definition. The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure using situation, behavior, and impact to address toxic behavior by focusing on observable facts rather than personality judgments, giving both parties a clear, objective foundation for the conversation. I have watched good people stay silent for months, then finally explode. They go into the conversation with months of stored frustration and no structure, and what comes out sounds like a personal attack. The person on the receiving end gets defensive. The toxic behavior continues. And the person who finally found the courage to speak feels worse than before they said anything. That is what happens when you have no framework. Using the SBI method to call out toxic behavior gives you the structure to say what needs to be said, clearly and without cruelty. It keeps the conversation grounded in facts instead of feelings, which is the only ground where change actually happens. In this article, you will learn five frameworks that give you reliable structure for addressing toxic traits in any workplace situation. If you want the full picture of how the SBI method works across all feedback conversations, how to use the SBI method to give feedback that actually changes behavior is a natural companion to this one. Why structure matters more than you think when facing toxic traits. Most people believe calling out toxic behavior is about courage. It is not. Courage gets you into the room. Structure determines what happens once you're there. Without a framework, under pressure, people default to their worst habit, they over-explain, they apologize for bringing it up, they soften the message until it disappears, or they go too hard and turn a behavioral conversation into a personal verdict. Every one of those responses protects the toxic pattern rather than challenging it. Here is where a clear framework makes the difference. When someone consistently undermines your ideas in meetings, you need language that names the behavior precisely without sounding like a grievance, or the other person will simply deny it. When a colleague's passive-aggressive comments are eroding team trust, a vague "I feel uncomfortable" gives them nothing to work with and nothing to change. When a direct report's dismissive tone is affecting the whole team's willingness to speak up, you need to show them the impact in concrete terms, not just tell them they have a bad attitude. When a toxic pattern has been building for weeks, and you finally speak, specificity is your only protection against "I don't know what you're talking about." When someone reacts defensively to any criticism, a structured approach makes it much harder for them to reframe your feedback as a personal attack. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Model 1. The SBI method. The SBI method is a three-part structure for delivering feedback about toxic behavior using situation, behavior, and impact. I introduce it and Say It Right Every Time as the core tool for giving feedback that is clear, observable, and free from personal judgment. What it is designed for. The SBI method is built for moments when you need to address a specific, observable toxic behavior without letting the conversation slide into character assessment or personal attack. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Name the specific time and place where the behavior occurred. Do not generalize. "In this morning's team meeting" is concrete. "You always do this" is a trap. The situation grounds everything that follows in observable reality and removes the other person's ability to say it never happened. Example: in yesterday's project review, when you were presenting the Q4 figures. Number 2. Behavior. Describe exactly what you saw or heard. No interpretation. No labels. "Not you were rude, but you interrupted me 3 times before I finished my point." Toxic behavior survives on vagueness. Specific behavioral description strips it of that protection. Example: you told the group that my concerns were not worth the time before I had finished explaining them. Number 3. Impact. Explain the real consequence. On the team, on the work, on you, on trust. This is where the conversation becomes undeniable. Most people who display toxic traits genuinely do not track the downstream damage they cause. Impact makes it visible. Example, the impact was that two other team members stopped contributing to the discussion, and we left without resolving the core issue. When to use it? Use the SBI method immediately after a specific toxic incident, once emotions have settled enough for a clear conversation. It works in one-on-one settings with peers, direct reports, or anyone whose behavior you have directly witnessed. When not to use it? Do not use it in public or in a group setting. Calling out toxic behavior in front of others almost always increases defensiveness and rarely changes anything. A quick example in practice. I want to talk about what happened in this morning's stand-up. When he told Marcus his update was a waste of everyone's time, the impact was immediate. He went quiet for the rest of the meeting, and three people looked at me to see how I would respond. I need that kind of comment to stop. Can we talk about how you want to handle disagreements in team settings going forward? Eamon's take. I have used this method in some of the most difficult conversations of my career. The discipline of staying in situation, behavior, impact keeps you from saying the thing you will regret, and it gives the other person something real to respond to. Model 2. The documentation habit. Before you can call out toxic behavior objectively, you need evidence. The documentation habit is the practice of recording specific incidents of toxic behavior before you initiate any conversation. What it is designed for. This model prepares you for conversations about patterns of toxic behavior, particularly when the person is likely to deny, minimize, or deflect. How it works. Number 1. Record the date, location, and people present. Memory is unreliable under stress. Write it down within 24 hours of the incident while the details are sharp. Specificity protects you. Example. Tuesday, 14th. Weekly team call. Present. Sarah, Dev, Marcus, and me. Number 2. Describe the behavior in observable language. Write exactly what was said or done, as if you were a journalist reporting a fact. No emotional language. No interpretation. This trains you to separate the behavior from the story you're telling yourself about it. Example. She read her email aloud during my section of the presentation and then said sorry. I zoned out. Can you repeat that? Number 3. Note the impact at the time. Record what happened as a result, not how you felt about it. The meeting ran long. The client asked a question that had already been answered. The team lost momentum. Facts, not feelings. Example. The client had to be rebriefed on the timeline, adding 15 minutes to the call. When to use it? Start this habit the first time a toxic behavior repeats itself. One incident may be an off day. A pattern is a problem. Documentation turns a pattern into a provable case. When not to use it? Do not treat documentation as a substitute for the conversation. Its purpose is to prepare you, not to build a legal file. If you are documenting instead of acting, you are avoiding. A quick example in practice. After 3 meetings where a colleague consistently spoke over others and then claimed the ideas as their own in follow-up emails, a manager reviewed her notes before the conversation. She had 4 specific incidents with dates and direct quotes. The conversation lasted 12 minutes. The behavior changed within the week. Eamon's take. A conversation without evidence is a conversation about feelings. A conversation with documented specifics is a conversation about facts. Know the difference before you walk into the room. Model 3. The timing rule. The timing rule is a simple decision framework for choosing when to raise a toxic behavior concern and when to wait. It keeps you from speaking too hot or too late. What it is designed for. Managing the gap between when toxic behavior occurs and when you address it, so your conversation lands with clarity rather than emotion or staleness. How it works. Number 1. The cool-down window. Wait until you can describe the behavior without your voice rising or your words sharpening. If you are still angry, you are not ready. Anger turns behavioral feedback into a personal confrontation, which is exactly what toxic people expect and know how to deflect. Example. If the incident happened at 10 a.m. and you are still seething at noon, schedule the conversation for the following morning. Number 2. The detail window. Do not wait so long that the specifics fade. After 72 hours, memory softens. You start to say, I think it was last week instead of it was Tuesday at 9 a.m. Precision matters. Aim to have the conversation within 24 to 48 hours of the incident, wherever possible. Example. I want to talk about what happened in this morning's meeting carries more weight than I want to talk about something that happened a while back. Number 3. The setting check. Choose a private space with no audience. toxic behavior entrenched through public embarrassment rarely changes. Public confrontations become performances, not conversations. Example. Request a brief one-on-one, not a sidebar after a group meeting. When to use it. Every time you are preparing to address a toxic pattern, it takes 30 seconds and saves you from the two most common timing mistakes, too hot and too late. When not to use it. If the toxic behavior is causing immediate harm, such as harassment or humiliation in real time, do not wait. Intervene in the moment, briefly and directly, then follow up privately. Eamon's take. I have made both mistakes in my time. Too hot, I said things I could not take back. Too late, the other person had no idea what I was talking about. The timing rule saved me from both. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Model 4. The Impact Ladder. The Impact Ladder is a method for building your impact statement in layers, from the immediate effect to the wider consequence, so that even the most self-focused person in the room cannot ignore the damage their toxic behavior is causing. What it is designed for. Situations where the person displaying toxic traits consistently minimizes the effect of their behavior on others. The ladder makes the full cost visible, step by step. How it works. Number 1. First, run the immediate effect. What happened in the moment, directly because of the behavior. Keep it factual and specific. Example. When he dismissed Layla's idea without explanation, she stopped contributing for the rest of the session. Number 2. Second, run the team effect. What rippled outward to the group, the meeting, or the project? This is where individuals begin to see themselves as part of a system, not just actors in a personal drama. Example. As a result, we left the meeting without the input we needed and had to reconvene the following day. Number 3. Third, run the organizational effect. What the cost is at the level of trust, performance, or reputation. This run is powerful because it moves the conversation beyond personal grievance into professional accountability. Example. Over time, this pattern is causing people to self-censor in meetings, which means we are making decisions without our best thinking. When to use it. Use the impact ladder when you have already used the SBVI method once, and the person responded with, "I didn't think it was a big deal." It escalates the clarity of the impact without escalating the tone. When not to use it. Do not use all three rungs in a first conversation. Start with the first rung. Add the others only if the person genuinely does not grasp the effect of their behavior. A quick example in practice. A senior developer consistently interrupted junior team members in sprint reviews. His manager used run 1, the junior members stopped raising flags early. Then run 2, 3 bugs reached production that had been spotted, but not voiced. Then run 3, 2 junior developers had begun updating their CVs. The behavior stopped. Eamon's take. Some people need to see the full architecture of damage before they take it seriously. The impact ladder builds the picture without ever raising your voice. Model 5. The bridge method for rebuilding after a toxic behavior conversation. Once you have called out toxic behavior and the person has responded, you still have work to do. The bridge method is a 6-step relationship repair framework I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Begin with an apology if warranted. We affirm the relationship, identify the breakdown, discuss new expectations, gain agreement, and establish a follow-up. What it is designed for. The aftermath of a confrontation about toxic traits, when both parties need a clear path forward rather than an awkward return to business as usual. How it works. Number 1. Begin with acknowledgement. Even if you are not apologizing, you acknowledge that the conversation was difficult. It signals respect and lowers residual defensiveness. Example. I know that was not easy to hear, and I want you to know I brought it up because I believe we can work through this. Number 2. Reaffirm the relationship. Name the working relationship as something worth protecting. This removes the fear that the confrontation signals the end of a professional connection. Example. I value how we work together, and that is exactly why this mattered enough to raise. Number 3. Identify the breakdown and agree on new expectations. Name specifically what needs to change and invite the other person to co-create the new standard. Agreement that is imposed really holds. Agreement that is co-created has roots. Example, can we agree that in team settings, we both commit to letting people finish before responding? Number 4. Establish a follow-up. Set a time to check in. This signals that the conversation was not a one-off and that you are both accountable to what was agreed. Example, let's check in at the end of next week and see how things are going. When to use it. After any SBI conversation about toxic behavior where the person has genuinely engaged, even partially. Repair only works when there is something to build on. When not to use it. If the toxic behavior is severe, repeated, or escalating, the bridge method is not the right tool. At that point, the conversation needs to involve HR or senior leadership. A quick example in practice. After addressing a team leader's habit of publicly correcting team members in client calls, the manager used bridge to close the conversation. She acknowledged the difficulty, reaffirmed her confidence in him, named the specific expectation, gained his agreement, and scheduled a check-in for the following Friday. 3 months later, the behavior had not returned. Eamon's take. Calling out toxic behavior is only half the work. If you do not build a bridge forward, you're left with a confrontation that resolved nothing. This method closes the loop. For more on addressing passive-aggressive behavior that silently erodes working relationships, that article gives you specific language for one of the hardest toxic patterns to name. How to choose the right framework for confronting toxic behavior. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation, best model. A specific toxic incident just occurred. SBI method. The toxic behavior is a repeated pattern documentation habit. Then SBI method. You're too angry to speak clearly right now. The timing rule. The person minimizes the effect of their behavior. The impact ladder. The conversation has happened and you need a path forward. Bridge method. The person denies the behavior happened at all. Documentation habit evidence. Then SBI method. A first conversation produced no change. Impact ladder. Second rung. In many situations, more than one model applies. A conversation about a repeated toxic pattern might begin with your documentation habit preparation. Open with the SBI method, call on the impact ladder if the person minimizes, and close with the bridge method. The frameworks are not competing. They are complementary. Use them in sequence when the situation calls for it. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using frameworks to address toxic traits. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite without thinking. Letting opinion creep into the behavior step. The moment you say you were dismissive instead of you said this isn't worth our time, you've moved from fact to interpretation. Toxic people are expert at challenging interpretation. Stay in observable language, skipping the impact step entirely. Many people state the situation and behavior and then stop, as if the toxic behavior should be self-evidently wrong. It is not. The impact step is where the conversation becomes undeniable. Never skip it. Using the SBI method in a group setting. Calling out toxic behavior in front of an audience triggers fight or flight in most people, including those whose behavior genuinely needs to change. Always go private first. Waiting too long and losing specificity. If you cannot remember the exact date, the exact words, and who is present, your SBI conversation will feel vague and easy to dismiss. Document and act within 48 hours wherever possible. Using the framework once and assuming the work is done. Toxic patterns rarely change after a single conversation. If you do not follow up, you signal that the agreement was optional. Use the bridge follow-up and keep showing up. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks to address toxic behavior today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one situation you're already facing and work through it deliberately. Number 1. Start with documentation. Before your next difficult conversation about toxic behavior, spend 10 minutes writing down the specific incidents you've witnessed. Date, location, exact behavior, immediate impact. This single step will transform the quality of every conversation that follows. Number 2. Prepare one SBI statement. Write out a single situation, behavior, and impact for the most pressing toxic behavior you need to address. Read it back to yourself and remove any word that is an interpretation rather than an observation. Practice saying it aloud until it sounds natural, not rehearsed. Number 3. Schedule the conversation using the timing rule. Choose a private setting within 48 hours of your most recent incident. When you're calm enough to be direct without being sharp, put it in the diary. Committing to a time removes the temptation to keep postponing. Number 4. Plan the close. Before you walk into the conversation, decide how you want to end it. What new expectation will you name? What agreement will you seek? What follow-up will you propose? Having a bridge plan ready means you will not leave the conversation hanging open. For additional scripts and language to lean on, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy gives you ready-made options. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The SBI method works because it removes personality judgment from a conversation about toxic behavior. Situation, behavior, impact stay in those three lanes, and the conversation stays productive. Documentation is not optional when toxic behavior is a pattern. Specific evidence is your protection against denial and deflection. Timing matters as much as language. Too hot and you say the wrong thing. Too late and the other person has no idea what you're referring to. The impact ladder is your tool when someone minimizes. Build from immediate effect to team effect to organizational effect, one rung at a time. The bridge method closes the loop. A confrontation without a clear path forward is just a confrontation. None of these frameworks require you to be harsh. They require you to be specific, calm, and direct. That is harder than being harsh, and it works far better. If you are preparing for a broader team conversation, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy, and how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it will give you solid ground to stand on. For team-wide feedback that builds rather than fractures, how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is worth your time. And if the situation has escalated to full conflict, how to use the deal method to resolve conflict that are fracturing team synergy takes you through the next level of structured resolution. The SBI method will not make toxic behavior disappear, but it will make sure that when you speak, you say something that cannot be ignored. Frequently asked questions. What is the SBI method for addressing toxic behavior? The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure using situation, behavior, and impact. It helps you name toxic behavior objectively by focusing on observable fact rather than personality judgments, making it far easier for the other person to hear and respond to the feedback. How do you use the SBI method to call out a toxic coworker? Describe the specific situation where the toxic behavior occurred, name the observable behavior without labeling the person, then explain the real impact it caused. Keep every statement factual and grounded. Avoid words like always, never, or character judgments. The method works because it removes accusation from the conversation. When should you use the SBI method for toxic traits at work? Use the SBI method as soon as possible after a specific incident of toxic behavior. It works best when emotions have settled enough for a direct, private conversation. The longer you wait, the weaker your situational detail becomes, and the easier it is for the other person to dispute or dismiss. Why is the SBI method better than a direct confrontation about toxic behavior? Direct confrontation without structure often turns into personal attacks or vague complaints, both of which trigger defensiveness. The SBI method keeps the conversation anchored to facts, which makes it harder to deflect. It also signals that you are interested in behavior change, not in winning an argument. Can the SBI method be used for passive-aggressive toxic behavior? Yes, but it requires careful observation before the conversation. Passive-aggressive behavior is harder to pin down, so you need a specific situation and a clearly observable behavior to make it work. Vague feelings without concrete examples will not hold up. Document the pattern before you use the SBI method. What are the most common mistakes when using the SBI method on toxic people? The most common mistakes are mixing opinion into the behavior step, skipping the impact step entirely, or using the method in a public setting. Toxic behavior rarely changes when called out in front of others. Always use the SBI method in a private, one-on-one conversation for the best chance of a genuine response. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.